Now, I live in my perfect human body. Now, I live in my perfect human body. Think about it. Do you live in your perfect human body? Do you live in the ideal body in which you were created to be in? Is a little child living in its ideal human body? Is a well-built person living in their ideal human body? Is a healthy person living in their ideal body? Is a person who's got everything going for him living in his ideal human body? In his perfect human body? Well, the answer is no. No one is living in their ideal, perfect human body. As strange as that may sound, that's the truth. Now, why is that the truth? Why is it that people just are not living in their ideal, perfect human body? Why is it that people are not living in that ideal body that they had at the time of their birth? At least they were pretty close to having it at the time of their birth. When we're born whole and perfect. We're born beautiful. Oh, few have maladies, but by percentage-wise, the majority, the great majority, are born whole and perfect. Now, we could dwell on why some are not born whole and perfect, and we would come up with race consciousness, we would come up with attitudes of mind, we would come up with the thoughts that are going through their parents' mind as they're being born. As the doctor so often quizzes us, what are our problems? What things are wrong in our world? What things are wrong in our life? What have been our family problems, the things that have bothered our family and made our family unhappy? What are generic things? What are things that are in our being that are making us not perfect? And, of course, when we answer those questions, we say those are things that are in our world. Those are things that are in our life. And because those are things that are in our life, what's happening? Well, what's happening when those things are in our life and those things are in our thought? Those things are in our experience. And, happily, the majority of the people on the face of the earth, the majority of the people do not experience those things that were their history and their family. The majority do not. The majority live in a pretty much perfect human body. The majority live in a body that is whole and perfect, in a body that is radiating health, radiating life, radiating beauty, radiating goodness. And this body that's radiating such love, such beauty, such goodness, the bodies of a child, how could that body of the child be something that is consistent? How could that body of the child be something that goes on and on and on and on forevermore? How could the ideal body be radiantly done through that child as that child grows into adulthood? How could that be? Well, the majority of the human beings on the face of the earth are in good health. The majority of the human beings in the world live in rather good bodies, rather perfect bodies. But as each takes on the attitude that these things must be, problems, imperfections, those things that do happen to some people must be, then they sort of spread, and then they have epidemics, and then they have problems. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be at all. Everyone can live in their perfect human body if they choose. And it doesn't matter what age you are. If you waited a little while for you to really live in your perfect human body, you can do it. You can do it, and you can start right now. You can start right now by saying, I live in my perfect human body. I live in my perfect human body, but you have to have some sort of an idea in your mind of what a perfect human body is. And unfortunately, most of us do not have that as an idea of what is a perfect human body. We just do not think about what a perfect human body is. We do not even have that be part of our dictionary, you might say. What is a perfect human body? And how does a perfect human body function? What is a perfect human body and how does it function? What does it do? How does it work? Where does it work? Is it always working for everybody? Is it always working for everybody in the universe? And the truth, the fact is, it is. It is working for everyone in the universe. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We say that. Now, is that true? Oh, quite so. Quite so. It is very true that this is what happens in life. Everybody is thinking about whatever they're thinking about. When we have pictures of the ideal body, we show it off and we say beauty contests and hunk contests where guys get up there and show off their beautiful muscles and their beautiful bodies. But those are not beautiful bodies. Those are truly not beautiful hunks. They're not what the average person looks like. It's not what the normal human body looks like. And truly it's not. And the reason that it's not is because it is somebody else's ideal, somebody else's picture. It is not your picture of what a human body is like. It is not your picture of what the ideal being is. Now, in your mind, how do you conceive of the ideal being? In your mind, how do you think the ideal body looks? In your mind, how do you think it looks? Well, for number one, the ideal, the perfect human body is in good health. The perfect human body has all its organ action and functions operating harmoniously. The perfect human body is a normal human body, not buffed up, not muscled up, not with ideal abs and so on. It's probably more likely with no abs at all. Just gentle inundations under the skin, which show that there are muscles there to be used. There are muscles throughout your body which function perfectly. But when we can begin to see that the perfect human body is not something exaggerated. The perfect human body is the normal human body. It is not fat, it is not thin, it is not anything. It is just the normal human body. And medical science tells us that we should get down to our perfect weight, and that perfect weight is so light that it's not a normal thing. It's not something that the average person does. Very few people have what the medical society says is the ideal weight. And why is that? Well, everybody is drawing a different conclusion. If we were to look in the medical books, if we would look in the medical books of what they describe as the ideal body, they overdo it just a little bit, but generally, they keep it pretty lean. The body is lean, and the body is healthy, and the body is functional. Every organ, action, function of the body does its ideal purpose. Every organ, action, function of the body is ideal in all ways. And it is not something you can visualize of what ideal is. You just know that it is ideal. You are not trying to buff it up. You're not trying to make it different or better or bigger than it is. You're just being yourself and having fun. And when you're being yourself and having fun, when you're living in your ideal body, when you're living in your perfect human body, you have accomplished one of the greatest, most wonderful experiences that you could have in this life. We're not in this life to be unusual. We're not in this life to be buffed up. We're not in this life to be fantastic. We're in this life to live in our ideal body. And our ideal body is not touched by fire, is not touched by ice and cold. It is not touched by food or lack of food or overabundance of food. Our human body is only an expression of that which is beautiful and perfect. We can eat and it doesn't disturb us. We cannot eat and it doesn't disturb us. We can drink and it doesn't disturb us. We cannot drink and it doesn't disturb us. Now, you say, but Herb, these things have been proven that you must do this to have a healthy body, to have a good body, to have a perfect body. And the answer to you and to me is no, this has not been proved. The ideal body, the perfect human body, is not subject to any of the things that we think it is. Because as we read about the evolution of the body, and as we read about the evolution of life itself, we find that the things that are thought to be absolutely necessary are not. And we find that people living in one part of the world have a diet of certain foods, and in another part of the world, diet of certain foods, and in another part, all so different. Some with great amount of fats, and some with great amounts of other faculties that make for good dining, we think. And is it true? No. The truth is that it's not the food that goes into our mouth that makes us what we are. It's not anything that we do in the outer that makes us what we are in the inner. It's only what we do in our thought, in our mind, in our attitude about ourselves that makes us anything at all. And so today, I make the claim that I'm enjoying an ideal human body. I'm enjoying a perfect human body because this perfect human body is a reflection of who I am. It's a reflection of all that I am. And I am a happy, I am a whole, I am a wonderful person. And this is exactly what life is all about. This is what I am all about. I live. Now I live in my perfect human body. And as I believe this and know this and claim this for myself, I experience this in everything that I do. And I am indeed a very, very, very happy, happy, happy fellow. Because that's what life's all about. Knowing that now I live in my perfect human body and delighting in it.